I mean, look at all the cameras out tonight. I mean, everything's here tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coaches all here tonight. Scouts all here tonight. And here we go as Louie Murphy and his guys are going to be announcing, waiting for this. And let's get started with this one right here. And now to start it off, number four, Mathis Roberts. And next one up right here, no surprise there, number five, O'Neal Delancey. Next up is, of course, no surprise here, the man, the myth, the legend, and not Jake Pulper, of course, number 10, Jacob Daniels. Daniels already a standout here tonight within these 3 days. Number 11, Bobby Crawford. I always thank Crawford for being up here last night and giving us a Gibbs basketball perspective on this tournament and, of course, going into this game. And last but certainly not least, 6'10" to 6'10" guard Mike Broxton Jr. And right now, Joe Fimon. Fimon is standing right there and probably waiting for Mike Broxton Jr. to step in. As we'll continue, we'll start this off in just a second. But yeah, but Joe, look that up. Look that up, the fact that the melodic line of the national anthem is a drinking song. Francis Scott Key didn't write the actual melodic line. That was only the lyrics, so. But they needed a reference point, so.
Whatever works, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. We all borrow ideas. Well, actually, right now, Joe Fiwan and Bobby Crawford will meet at the center court. And it'll be interesting tonight. And now, standing room only on both sides. The rivals now will face off as we are ready now. Okay, a little discrepancy there. And ladies and gentlemen, here we go. And tip-off will go back to Mike Broxton Jr. as he'll hand it off to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts heading down court over to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels now seeing Bobby Crawford right there. But he'll bat over to Braxton Jr. Braxton Jr. with a little pressure right there. And as he'll hand it over to Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford, a little pressure right now from number five, Joshua Lewis, as he'll hand it back to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey, the pressure right there from Rasheef Sinkfield. Crawford nearly lost the ball there for a second, but it is recovered by number four, Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts over to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey will try to go for the three right here. Not able to do it as the ball was covered by number 20, Jason Johnson. Jason Johnson now back to T.J. Daniels. T.J. Daniels is right there. Sauce Daniels versus T.J. Daniels. That's going to go right over to Jason Johnson. Johnson tried to go for three, unable to do it. Trying to recover the ball right now from Joe Fiwan. And right there, Fiwan holding on to the ball tightly.
And one thing I really want to see tonight is the battle between Jason Johnson and Mike Broxton. That's going to be the two big men tonight. They're going to be crucial to this end.
Absolutely, absolutely. And right now, T.J. Daniels to get the ball back into play. Joe Fiwan standing right there next to Bobby Crawford. And right now, he'll get the ball over to Lewis. Lewis, number five, is a little pressure right there from Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford over to Joe Fiwan. Fiwan will try to go for three, unable to do it, as Jacob Daniels will strip the ball as it comes back down. Daniels moving down court as he'll get it right over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts going for two, unable to do it.
And Gibbs attacking in transition. That's their biggest strength right now.
Absolutely.
Moving the ball, going for the highlight reel, the big dunks, the alley-oos. That's what you want to see from Gibbs, and that's going to be the key to beat him tonight.
And foul right there by number 20, Jason Johnson, will be his first one of the night. Mathis Roberts will step up to the foul line to take his shots. As Mr. Geiger right now will be heading down to court and to get some media stuff for us in probably just a few minutes. So always good to have Joey Geiger up there as Mathis Roberts goes for his first shot. Unable to get that one as he'll step up for his second one now. This is the time right now for definitely Sauce Daniels to step up and really show his strength. That's the first point on the board for the night for Gibbs, as Josh Lewis of Blake starts things off once again as it heads over to T.J. Daniels. Daniels over to Jason Johnson. Johnson trying to go for two, unable to get it as Lewis is trying to go for the rebound. Pressure right there as Crawford has the ball. It's fouled right there. Oh, right there. Picked up right there by number two, Rasheef Sinkfield. And that foul will be on Rasheef Singfield as Bobby Crawford will check it back in over to Mathis Roberts.
And last game, we saw Singfield get in foul trouble, never come back in. So he probably wants to stay away from that territory tonight.
Absolutely.
Going against Mr. 5, O'Neal Delancey.
Yeah, Mike Broxton Jr. handing the ball over to Sauce Daniels himself. And that'll be a foul right there against Mike Broxton Jr.
And one thing we haven't seen from Gibbs yet is a lot of foul trouble. So,
yeah,
you know, it'll be crucial to see how that works out tonight.
Singfield right now going up against O'Neal Delancey. Delancey over. It'll be right now Lewis over to Phylon. As Phylon almost got that in there as the ball's recovered by Broxton. And we have a jump ball right here. Jump ball. Possessional change right there.
And Mike Broxton really going to have to, you know, step in and get those rebounds. You know, missing Isaiah Medina is a big shoes to fill, like I said earlier. But he's been progressing really good, and I love the way he's playing in this tournament.
Absolutely. O'Neal Delancey over to Sauce Daniels as Broxton falls down right there. And that foul there will go to number 2, Rasheef Singfield. That's his second one already.
And look at it right now, you know. Already coming out 2 yeah. minutes into the game.
Absolutely.
Got to be smarter.
Number 12, Jordan Bickens into the game. We saw him alive yesterday as he definitely played a crucial role, especially certain times when Josh Lewis was taken out. Of course, Joe Phylon. Number 5, O'Neal Delancey with the ball as he's trying to go into the hoop. Unable to get that as the ball is recovered by 20, Josh Jason Johnson. Johnson heading down as he'll get it over to Lewis. Lewis will sink that first three of the night. 3 points by number 5, Josh Lewis on Blake. 3-1 now as Blake is taking the lead with 5 minutes 44 to go here in the first. Mathis Roberts. A little pressure right there by Joe Phylon as Roberts will get it over to Crawford. Crawford, number 11, looking at Sauce Daniels. Sauce Daniels able to get it as up there into the hoop. There's 2 points right there by number 10, Jacob Daniels. Daniels now making it a tie at 3-3.
And Jacob Daniels on the backdoor cut right there, using his body, tried to draw a foul right there, didn't get it, but finishes through hard contact.
Absolutely. And right now, Jason Johnson getting a little pressure by Broxton, traveling call right there.
And we know Gibbs usually starts off slow. You know, it takes a minute for Gibbs to really develop into their offense. But yeah. Blake, on the other hand, they need to start off fast because Gibbs is really a second-half team.
Absolutely.
So if you don't start off fast against them, it's going to be a long night.
Marion Ward, number 3, heading in right now for TJ Daniels. 4, Mathis Roberts trying to find an open lane there as Jacob Daniels is waiting in the wings. Roberts trying to go in under the hoop as he goes up. Beautiful layup right there, unable to get the ball in. Foul there on the court. And that'll be a foul right there by number 1, Joe Phylon. Right now we're hoping that Phylon doesn't run into the same trouble as he did last night.
And the free throws are going to be key as always, but in a big powerhouse game like this, you got to sink everyone in.
Absolutely.
Matters.
This is where Broxton's really going to have to stay into the game and know every fundamental he's been taught every time he's up at the foul line. Broxton set up again. And there he goes. He's not able to get the second one. It's number 5, Lewis on Blake, who get the ball back as he's starting to get a little bit of pressure right there by Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts trying to keep him out as a... Right now, hand over to Phylon. Phylon with a little pressure right there by number 11, Bobby Crawford. As Phylon will give it back to number 12. As he'll try to get it. Ball recovered right there by Broxton Jr. Broxton Jr. heading it over to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey moving down court as Jordan Bickens there to meet him. Sauce Daniels, number 10, trying to go for three. He sinks the three right there. A beautiful three-pointer by number 10, Jacob Daniels. And now ball headed back to number 12, Jordan Mickens. Jordan Mickens at the ball as a little pressure right now by Jacob Daniels. It'll be over to Joe Phylon. Number 1 is Phylon will try to go for 3. Unable to do a recovery right there as a foul was called.
And one thing we're seeing from Gibbs right now, Jacob Daniels had to block on the three-pointer. I've seen him done that in probably every game I've come to a Gibbs game. He's very athletic to get those 3-point blocks. And also with the tray ball, if Jacob Daniels get hot, like I said last night, if he can
absolutely
shoot the 3, it's going to be a long night because he can score on all 3 levels of the court.
Ronald Williams now in... Ronald Williams checking in. As we just wait now, Jacob Daniels is getting sent up to take his shots.
I mean, 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. I mean, 4 minutes into the first quarter, and they already have 5 fouls.
Yeah.
Give them the 3 points.
Absolutely.
You know, can't be doing that to the Gibbs Gladiators right now.
Yeah, 6-3 with 4 minutes and 13 to go right now as as Gibbs holds the lead. It's a narrow one as Jacob Daniels sinks the first shot. Broxton coming out now as Williams, number 14, heading in for Gibbs. This is going to be an interesting game tonight, as we were hearing yesterday from Bobby Crawford. He said right now the Gladiators are ready to go, as they've been always been ready. One call right there. Interesting call right there. What? As Lewis steps in, and Phelan with the ball back to Lewis. Lewis getting a little pressure right there from number 10. Jacob Daniels, a big hit. It was a steal right there. Over to Jacob Daniels. They were ready for him as Daniels is trying to go for two. Look at the two right there. Number two points by number 10, Jacob Daniels.
I mean, good double pump fake right there. Knowing that you got two big men coming down
absolutely
on you.
Absolutely. Nickens with the ball heading over to Marion Ward. Marion Ward now in the game. Marion Ward trying to go for a three to land behind the bounce off the rim and hand behind the land out of bounds.
And if I was Blake right now, I'd probably call a timeout. You know, we're not getting much offense going.
Absolutely.
And Gibbs is having their way right now. You don't want that right now. I would want to regroup my team right now and just say, relax, guys, get back out there and play Blake Hornets basketball.
Absolutely. Williams heading over to Daniels. Daniels making his way down as Marion Ward is ready there to meet him. As Daniels moving down court, there's a little pressure right now from Lewis. It'll be over to O'Neal Delancey. O'Neal Delancey tried to go for it as the ball is recovered then by number three, Marion Ward. Marion Ward getting a little pressure right now from Jacob Daniels as Blake moves back down the court. Mickens with the ball almost over to over there, kicking right there.
And then another foul
right there. Man, and that'll be against Joe Phelan again.
This was the trouble last night. You know, Joe Phelan was reaching in a lot last night. You know?
Absolutely.
And he's getting into it right now. Two fouls already early in the first quarter.
Absolutely, yeah. And I know O'Neal Delancey setting up to take his shots. 9-3. And already the fans are starting to get rowdy in here with 3 minutes and 26 to go here in the first, as O'Neal Delancey will get the first shot in. And right now, Bobby Crawford.
Shamar Council. Set.
Yeah, and right now in for Blake is number 11, Shamar Council. Council in now in the game. And final shot right there as he makes it. 11-3 right now. 3 minutes and 30 to go here in the first quarter. As Mickens with the ball over to Lewis. Back to Mickens again. Mickens, and a little pressure from Jacob Daniels that he'll go to Marion Ward. Marion Ward thought about the three. He's going in. Going over to Council. Council trying for the two. Unable to get it. But then rebound there. Actually take that back. Number 11, Shamar Council. 2 points right there. Now we go to TJ. Now we go back to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts, ball over to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey getting a little pressure right there. Back to Mathis Roberts. As Mathis Roberts will go for three. He takes the three right there. 3 points for Mathis Roberts. 14-5 with 2 minutes and 45 to go here in the first quarter. As Mickens on Blake will get it over to Lewis. Lewis, a little pressure right there from Jacob Daniels.
And when Gibbs starts to get in that press defense, it gets kind of scary. And that's why Blake called the timeout.
Yep.
Gibbs' press defense is one of the best in the whole state. You know, they have a lot of athleticism. They can all fly to the ball.
Absolutely.
And, Gibbs is looking good right now, up 14-5, 2:45 left to go here.
Exactly, yeah. Murphy a little under control right now. And Coach Lewis over at Blake is trying to tell his guys, regroup. Hey, game's underway now. You've waited for this. This is your time to shine. So 2 minutes 45 to go here in the first, as you said, 14-5 as Gibbs is holding the lead, but anything can change here in the first, and anything can happen. So,
and I like how they see how Blake is playing. I think they're going to match the double big men's with Blake, with Mike Broxton out right now and Joe Phelan not out. So, you know, it's going to be a game of chess right now.
Oh, absolutely. And with Phelan last night, he can't be making those mistakes as he did. Phelan, of course, taking a break, and now as the ball goes to Mickens, way back as Daniels is waiting to meet Mickens right there. Jacob Daniels being a strong force tonight as Mickens gets the ball over to number 5, Lewis. Lewis trying to find his way past Daniels as Lewis trying to break away just to go for the two right there, unable to do as the ball is recovered by number 10, Jacob Daniels. Daniels moving down court. Daniels over to Mathis Roberts. Roberts thinking about the three, and they will get it as it goes back to Williams. Williams with the ball now as he'll hand it over to Daniels. Daniels trying to go for the two, unable to do it. Ball in the air right now as it'll go to O'Neal Delancey. O'Neal Delancey underneath with a little bit of pressure from Joe Lewis. And he was able to get the two right there. 2 points for him as Jacob Daniels recovers the ball right there. Daniels will try to go for two. Fouled right there by number 5, Lewis.
Yeah, I think that's three on Lewis.
Yeah. Two shots right there as Jacob Daniels lines up to take those. Josh Lewis already, already. Unfortunately, we could be mirroring what he was doing last night with Joe Filon. Daniels will not get the first shot.
Just a big lead right now for the Gibbs, you know. And this we saw this between the Villages last night. Villages got a big last night, but
yeah.
I think Gibbs just have to contain the lead right now.
And Daniels not able to get the second shot in, seeing the disappointment on his face as number five Lewis is getting a little pressure from Williams. Lewis looking down court at Jason Johnson. Johnson will head it right over to Council. Council not able to, as Bobby Crawford strips it from his hand as it goes down to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey over to Daniels. Daniels recovers from Marion Ward as it looked like as it looked like he was trying to go for that big slam dunk to try to make that statement. And that, of course, is Mathis Roberts.
And this is
and where he's hurting right now. He's rocking a little back right near Daniels.
Gibbs having the high engine energy right now. This is where they turn into Showtime Gibbs with all the high flyers coming in.
Yeah.
And, got a little greedy right there.
Absolutely. I mean, he wanted that moment. Everyone's watching it. Let's make the statement. And, you know, I don't think it was the time yet. I think that might be in the second, but we'll see as number five, Mathis Roberts, will get the first shot in. Once again, anybody who's here at the game and recording, it'll be on social media later. As number four, Mathis Roberts will get his second shot in. 18-5 with a minute 39 to go here in the first quarter. As Lewis will get the ball down to number 20, Jason Johnson.
And Gibbs with the trap. You know, it's going to come with some fouls with
Yeah.
But one thing we've never seen, I mean, O'Neal Delancey didn't really foul much in this whole the whole tournament right now. And Gibbs likes to play aggressive, and that's their play style. And it's working right now, and I will keep doing it right now because he really has no response to it.
Absolutely. Oh, bad play. I understood what they were trying to do right there, trying to get it off Bobby Crawford to get it out of bounds, but it wasn't there. Bobby Crawford, of course, heading down court as Mathis Roberts, being calm and composed, heads down as Council's ready to meet him there. The ball goes to Williams. Williams over to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels trying to move in. And he gets it right over to Mathis Roberts. Roberts goes for the three, unable to do it. No rebound there. As Crawford will go out of bounds, it will be Blake Ball. Jordan Mickens in the play in the game now again as he gets it over to Lewis. As Lewis trying to set it up as it goes back to Mickens. A long floor right there, but Mickens recovers as it goes right there to Omarion Ward. Omarion Ward back over to Lewis as Lewis tries to go for the three and deflected by Jacob Daniels as the ball goes down to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts will get the two in. I think he was hoping for that big Showtime moment as he said, but able to do it. Mickens and the ball down to Lewis. Lewis barely holding the ball, nearly stripped out by Bobby Lewis as Mickens still, Lewis still has the ball go out of bounds.
And right now, Gibbs is just having it. I mean, Jacob Daniels with the block three again.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the athleticism is really showing. And Blake, you know, they like to run a slow offense and find the three-point shooters with Marion Ward. But nothing's really going their way right now.
Going in for Gibbs right now is number three, Keon Wright. Right now has been a crucial player in moments just to make sure that these guys, his starters, are getting a rest that they need. And right now, Mathis Roberts went to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels will open, going down court with Marion Ward there to meet him. Number 10, Daniels, all the way over there. Traveling call right there. Traveling call.
And up.
Traveling call against Jacob Daniels.
Up 20-5 right now. I think Blake, with 31 seconds left to go in the first quarter, just probably want to hold this one if they can because, you know, you don't want to give them any momentum going into
exactly.
a quarter. You know, the crowd getting pumped up right now with Gibbs. It's looking to be a long night.
Yeah. Shamar Council with the ball as it race over to Lewis. Number five, Lewis going for two. Blocked and deflected right there by number 11, Bobby Crawford. Foul will come up.
And Bobby Crawford just dominated inside again. I mean, it's an every night thing with him. He averages probably about 2.5 blocks on the season right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, Mickens is waiting to check the ball back in. Right next to him, of course, is Jacob Daniels, hoping to slow the momentum down as Mickens will get it over to Lewis. Lewis, a little pressure right there from Mathis Roberts. And Lewis trying to get open as he's going to go for two. Not able to get it. Ball recovered right there by Keon Wright. Keon Wright making his way down court as he will get the ball back to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels right there as Mickens able to meet them there. Daniels is going to go for three, unable to do it. No recovery there right now as Keon Wright is there. And as the buzzer goes down, that'll be the end of the first right now. 20-5 right now as Gibbs has a 15-point lead over Blake.
And yeah, Gibbs is having their way with everything right now. I mean, even when we're subbing out the starters, O'Neal Delancey and Mike Bronson are on the bench. But Keon Wright, R.J. Williams filling in the shoes just perfectly right now. Gibbs is doing everything right. Blake's going to have to make some adjustments on offense. They got to learn how to beat the press, and they got to figure out a way to get inside the paint without having Bobby Crawford shut them down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, our guys, Joe Geiger down there, is getting media ready. Once again, if anybody's listening in tonight, any of the media here, video or photo that is captured, it will be on the Tampa Bay Beat Sports Connection Facebook page where you can view all the action and excitement from tonight. It will also be posted on Bump That Media's page on Instagram, where Mr. Geiger and Mr. Morris post stuff weekly. And of course, that's where Bump That Media, they have their show every Friday, 12 to 2, as they break down all the sports here in the Tampa Bay area. Always great to have those guys with me, and especially when I'm the one having to talk so fast during this game, I feel like I'm hosting an auction.
I mean, that's kind of how it is on the play-by-play. And in high school basketball, everything's moving fast in the game.
Yeah, 55 to 60. 60, 60 to 55. Do I have 65? Do I have 70? 70, 75. Do I have 76 right over there? Yeah, exactly.
And as we see the quarter exchange, you know, we're seeing a lot of people move in and out. People trying to find their seats now.
Oh, yeah.
In the second quarter, you know, still haven't found a seat yet.
It's like someone's like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom now. And it's like, nope, gone.
Oh, yeah. There's
no such thing as seat checks in this. Number three, Marion Ward right now. Getting a little pressure right now. Neil Delancey and Ward over to number five, Lewis. Lewis in the ball right now as he's looking right at Phylon. Phylon getting a little pressure right there from Williams as it goes back to number 18 on there. And as it goes out, number 18 in the game right now. Nickens right there in the foul, and he'll get his shots in just a second.
And a shot that wasn't going to go in right there. Just a bad mistake by Mike Broxton right there.
Big mistake as Broxton now re-enters the game. Williams showing a good example right now. That'll be Ronald Williams in the game. Council still in the game right now for Blake as Marion Ward and Lewis waiting behind.
Gibbs giving Bobby Crawford a break right now. We'll like to see how the paint's going to be right now. Joe Fallon back in, Shamar Council back in. Let's see how the paint is really going to work for the Blake Hornets right now.
Absolutely. Broxton now with the ball as he hands it back to Daniels. Daniels being calm and composed as he moves down court. Nickens waiting for him right there as Daniels will get the ball over to Keon Wright. Keon Wright really showing his prowess tonight as it goes back to Williams. Williams going for two picks. Little dunk right there by number 14, Ronald Williams. Definitely making a statement right there. Joe Phylon with the ball as Phylon's trying to get past Broxton. Foul right there.
Way to drive into the paint. Joe Phylon trying to, you know, make something happen for the Blake Hornets right now. Standing at 6'9". He's going to drive into the rim. He saw R.J. Williams go at it.
Absolutely.
Trying to retaliate right there.
And that'll be the second foul from Mike Broxton Jr. Second one right there. Crowd is all around us right now. A lot of scouts and coaches are watching this tonight, and coaches from many other teams throughout the county and the state, as Joe Phylon steps up to take his shot.
And even
first one right there.
Even if you don't play Gibbs or Blake this year, that's a lot to learn as a coach, a scout, anything.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of great players out here. It's a lot of information that you can take away.
Yeah, Bobby Crawford back in the game right now as Broxton takes a seat to take a quick break as Phylon and Blake attempting now his second foul shot. 7:16 to go with 22-8. Definitely an interesting lead right now for Gibbs. And Bobby Crawford with the ball over to Wright, number three. Wright moving down court. Joe Phylon right there waiting for him. Jacob Daniels near Marion Ward as now Bobby Crawford back with the ball. O'Neal Delancey over to Jacob Daniels. Daniels over to Williams as it goes back to Delancey. Delancey will try for the three, unable to do it as it's covered by number 11, Shamar Council. On Blake as Council will give it back to Lewis. Lewis, good little pressure right there by Williams as Lewis will go for two. He'll get the two right there. 22-11 with 6 minutes and 47 to go here in the first half of this game. And timeout is called right here.
And Gibbs really just have to settle down right here.
Yep.
You know, get back in the game with the defense. Slow it down. You got to understand your assignment. You're on the switches, on the pick and rolls, on the drives. You know, with one big man in, Bobby Crawford. They're running a pretty small lineup right
Absolutely.
Now. Absolutely.
30-second timeout right now for Gibbs. Just a chance for Coach Murphy just to tell his guys, hey, okay, you've made your statement. Now it's time to keep this lead. You only have right now 11-point lead. So 6 minutes and 47 to go, 22-11. You know, how do we keep the lead before going into halftime? How do you keep that lead?
And the key to keeping this lead is, you know, you have all your scorers out right now.
Yeah.
Keon Wright can definitely score. O'Neal Delancey can score. Jacob Dance can score. R.J. Williams proved that he can drive into the paint and crush it. You know, you can really space out the floor and really test out the Blake's size right now.
Absolutely. T.J. Daniels back in the game for Blake as he's facing off right now against the other Daniels. Number 10, Jacob Daniels, a.k.a. Sauce Daniels. Daniels going up for the rim as he's going to go for two. Blocked by number 5, Joe Lewis. As Daniels recovers the ball, he's going to try for two again, and he will not get it. And Daniels and Lewis fighting for the ball as Lewis will get the ball back. Number 5 for Blake as he'll make it down right now to number 4, TJ Daniels. Finally with the ball back to Lewis. Lewis going for two. He'll get the two right there. Lewis falls down. No power call right there as Daniels heads back down to the court. And is greeted by T.J. Daniels as the ball gets over to Crawford. Crawford over to Neil Delancey. Delancey will get two right there. 24-13 with 5 minutes and 58 to go here in the first half of this game. As number 12, Jordan Mickens with the ball. Mickens will hand it over to Filon. Filon with Crawford from Crawford as he'll land out of bounds.
And just to see the size on Filon and Crawford, man, it's going to be a tough battle down there. And with Filon being able to extend the court, if he can knock down some threes and really have, you know, gives defense really thinking about the three, it'll really expand this game so much more right now.
Absolutely. Back in the game right now is number 20, Jason Johnson, re-entering. As ball goes over to number 20, Jason Johnson. Johnson over to Marion Ward. Number 3 is Marion Ward. Attempts a three-pointer. Ooh, sinks the three-pointer right there. Three-pointer from number 3, Marion Ward.
And Marion Ward, that's where he's been special at all weekend. Just a deep range, deep three-pointer.
Very fluid going in as now Bobby, as right now, Mathis Roberts back with the ball now. Mathis Roberts trying to set everything up as Jacob Daniels is right there to receive the ball. Pressure right now from T.J. Daniels as Daniels is going to go up and try to get the shot, unable to get it. As right now, we're seeing T.J. Daniels starting to stand out a little bit. As Jacob Daniels will get the ball, Lewis ready for him as Daniels will go for two. 2 points right there by Jacob Daniels.
And just a way to use his body again. Jacob Daniels finishing at that rim.
Absolutely. Jacob Daniels versus right now O'Neal Delancey. Delancey really having a struggle right now in terms of his defense as Lewis and Daniels are facing off.
And Jacob going against Joshua Lewis right now, undersized and really just showing how great his defense is.
Absolutely. Ooh. Missed opportunities right now by Blake. And right now, sub coming in right now, re-entering the game for Blake. Number 2, Rasheef Singfield started the game as T.J. Daniels will sit down and take a break at the moment. Joe Filon right there. And so this time, Singfield will check the ball in. Singfield playing pretty good tonight over to Lewis. Lewis right over to Filon. Filon trying to get past Williams as the ball was covered by Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford down to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey as Marion Ford is there to meet him. Delancey trying to move to go for two. He's trying, unable to get it. Ball recovered right there by Singfield. Singfield moving down court, recovered by Ward. Ward nearly met there as he was trying to go for two, unable to do it as it's recovered right there by Williams. Williams over to Bobby Crawford. As Bobby Crawford makes it down court, met by Marion Ward as Crawford is trying to go against Lewis. Foul right there.
Foul on O'Neal Delancey. It looks like it was a small push, but
Delancey with a confused look on his face as he walks back to Coach Murphy, trying to understand what just happened. Murphy not happy with that call right there.
I think we should rather wipe up some sweat than call some fouls right now.
Exactly. let's get the Mop Boys out there and have that as a 10-second timeout. But back into the game. Number two, Rasheef Singfield with the ball as he's met by Jacob Daniels. Marion Ward showing his true colors tonight as he is able to be a force to be reckoned with on the court. Ward going back to Filon. Filon against Bobby Lewis. But unfortunately, Filon had no one to meet there to catch the ball as the ball lands out of bounds. Going in right now is number two for Gibbs. We have a new player in here right now, Brandon Perkins.
Yeah, Brandon Perkins coming in. I think just right now for Blake, the passes inside aren't really working. They're really being more efficient with the cutting and in the three-pointers right now.
Absolutely. 3:54 to go here in the first half, 26-16 right now as Gibbs holds the lead. And right now we're seeing Williams with the ball. Williams heading it back over to Perkins as Perkins right over to Daniels. Daniels trying to make his way past Singfield. Singfield putting a lot of pressure on Jacob Daniels right now as Jacob Daniels will get back to Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford right over to Ronnell Williams. Williams will try to go for three, unable to do it. No recovery right there as the ball hits Lewis and it will go right out of bounds.
And then that's Brandon Perkins right there. Get, you know, small kid, but really just helped out on the tip right there.
Yeah, Brandon Perkins, 5 foot five. 5 foot five. My God. He's my height. my God. Definitely a lot of talent there. Number 10, Jacob Daniels going for two. Not able to get it, but covered by number one, Joe Filon. Filon trying to keep Daniels away as he heads down court. He'll get it over to Marion Ward. Marion Ward with trouble right there by Mathis Roberts as Ward will go for two. Unable to get it as the ball was covered by Council. Council trying to get back to Ward as Ward thinking about the three. He's going to go for the three now. He'll get the three right there. Second three-pointer tonight by Marion Ward.
And Marion Ward is looking very poised from the three-point line.
As now Jacob Daniels with the ball heading down to meet Marion Ward there as he'll head it back over to Williams. Williams over to Perkins. Perkins definitely showing his stars right now as he'll get it back to Daniels. Daniels will go for three, unable to get it as the ball goes back to Council, number 11. Council, number 11, handed over to Joe Filon. Filon make it down as he is confronted by Bobby Crawford as he'll go for three, unable to get it as Shamar Council is trying to go for the rebound, unable to do it.
And right now, Joe Filon is just not knocking down a three ball right now. Really trying to find it.
He's having trouble right now, really struggling. Both him and Lewis are having a tough time tonight. Jason Johnson stepping up now to take his shots.
And I think with the double big man right now between Johnson and Filon, I think we got probably want to get Mike Broxton back in there.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Definitely be a good idea to get him back in the game. And right now going in is Josh Lewis was out. Now he's back in now. Jason Johnson.
And Jason Johnson is going to be need to be more efficient inside.
Absolutely. Struggled a lot in the first quarter and all that. So, and right now, Council trying to go for the rebound, unable to get it. And we could be seeing a jump ball right here. Oh. And right now, we have a full timeout call by Blake High School. 2 minutes and 31 to go, 26 to 20. As Gibbs holds just a 6-point lead over Blake. This is really shocking right now. And right now, the full timeout, the Sun Bash is giving off free T-shirts.
Nice catch by one of the fans over there.
As they say, the best things in life are free. And you can walk away tonight now with a Sun Bash shirt.
And if you want, at halftime, you probably walk away with 250 Ferg's bucks.
Wings bucks, you mean you know that, right?
Wings bucks, Ferg's bucks.
Exactly. You know. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be. I mean, wings from Ferg's are very very well known here in Pinellas County. I mean, you like the honey barbecue. I like the Parmesan, garlic parm wings and all that. So you said you were going to try them at least one time, right?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Definitely make
just,
sure I get
just for me,
them.
Just for your buddy, you're going to try them out. Okay, good. If you don't try them out, man, if I decide to announce for Seminole, I'll just forget Morris on the lineup. I'll be like, oh, who's this guy? I don't
know. Until I hit that big hit, and then you're like.
Then I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's just that McCall Morris kid that I happen to know that I commentated with during the Sun Bashing also.
I happen just to forget him. Now he's stating the name for himself.
I'm getting older, man. It's called short-term memory. I mean, it happens. So, anyway, now we're back into the game with that full timeout. 26-20 with 2 minutes 31 to go here in the first half of this game. And definitely a struggle for Blake in the first quarter, but now it seems like they're putting a little bit more pressure back on him. As Marion Ward right there, Perkins trying to brought the ball down. As Filon going for two, he's able to get the two right there. 2 points by Joe Filon. As Perkins with the ball now, as Bobby Crawford heads back in. Filon with the ball as he's confronted by Filon over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts trying to get away from Council as the ball goes back to Williams. Williams, number 14. With the ball right over to Mathis Roberts. Well, I'm just getting a little bit of pressure right there from Council, number 11, on Blake. Perkins again as they're trying to set things up. Jacob Daniels now. A little pressure right there from Marion Ward as Perkins will go for two and unable to do it.
And right now they have Filon on Perkins, just forcing him to shoot right now. It's a young kid on the team.
Yeah, Marion Ward, number three, going for two right there. Big two-pointer for Marion Ward, already showing he's one of the most dominant players out here tonight. And hopefully Lewis and Filon can answer back to his energy there as Perkins, Mathis Roberts. Taking notice now of the chances here. I mean, we got 26-24 with a minute to go as Perkins setting up for three. He gets a three right there. 3 points for number two, Brandon Perkins. Definitely a game changer right there. 29-24 with a minute 17 to go here in the first half of this game. Marion Ward We'll make the ball over to Lewis. We're back to Ward as Ward is going to go for three again. Unable to do it. And call right foul right there. And a foul against number 14, Lana Williams. And
that'll be two free throws from her. A bad mistake for R.J. Williams right there.
Absolutely. And Lewis stepping up to the foul line to take his shots. Minute 7 to go. 29-24 as Gibbs hold the lead before going into halftime.
And I feel Lewis like right now they're really missing Isaiah Medina right now. You know,
yeah.
I think Mike Brotson got into foul trouble or something, but, you know, missing that third center to really
work
in the rotation.
Lewis will go for the second one right now. He'll sink the second shot. 29-26, one minute left to go in the first half as Gibbs still holds the lead. Right now, O'Neal Delancey trying to send a message right now to Mathis Roberts to know which play they're going for next. O'Neal Delancey being confronted right there. Ball heads over to Bobby Crawford, number 11, to Jacob Daniels. Daniels with the pressure from Marion as it goes back to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey pressure from Phylon right there as he tries to go for two. Going up for two right there. Able to get the two right now. 2 points right there. 31-26 with 43 seconds to go here in the first half of this game as Joe Phylon moves down court as it goes to Marion Ward. Marion Ward, number three, pressure from Perkins. Back to Joe Phylon. Joe Phylon trying to get everything set up as Perkins is waving his hands in the air, trying just to stop the ball to 11, Shamar Council. Council back to Phylon. Phylon trying to make the last play before 26 seconds to go here in the first half of this game. Phylon, a little confused right now as Jason Johnson is trying to understand what he's saying. Meanwhile, Lewis and Bobby Crawford Lewis trying to stop Bobby Crawford as Phylon moves right over to Lewis. Lewis trying to at least get two before the buzzer, unable to do it as the ball lands right over to Mathis Roberts. As Mathis Roberts will get 2 points right there as the count's down. Marion Ward tries to go for that Hail Mary three, unable to do it. As now we go into halftime, 33-26, as Gibbs holds the lead. Close scores for many times in the first half by Gibbs. At one point, it almost looked like Blake was going to take the lead with just 2 points behind him.
Yeah, and Blake really battled back in that second quarter, really made some adjustments. Now, right now, going into halftime, you know Gibbs is going to come out hot. Gibbs will come out with a vision. They're going to get chewed out for that second quarter.
Yeah.
They got to come out and play how they did in that first quarter, really attacking the offense, limiting the threes. You know, Marion Ward is being an X factor right now.
Yeah, Coach Lewis right now trying to figure the motivational speech that they're going to have. Okay, right now, last time for a half-court challenge. I haven't gotten a phone call yet from our producer. Where's the Jeopardy theme right now when I can play it if whether or not my co-host is going to do it? I mean, it is double Jeopardy if you want to go out there, but
I highly doubt I get chosen right now. We got over 30 people trying to get in.
Oh, Mike, you lost the opportunity right there, so I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of choices and all that. There's going to be a big lineup and all.
I think they should do 8. Last game, bigger crowd.
Well, we also have 8 minutes, so 8 minutes to see what can be done. And right now, I want to, of course, thank Jake Perper for allowing this to happen, for having us down here at the Tampa Safety Sports Connection for the for this big event and all that. So, Mikel, what do you think is going on right now? What do you think is going to happen more in the second half of this game?
In the second half, I think Blake's role players is really going to start knocking down more shots. I think Blake, Joe Phylon is really going to start to find it. I think Jason Johnson is really going to start to – he's going to have to mess with Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford's a big interior force down there. He's got to do some pump fakes. He's got to find a way to score down low. Because down low is really how you're going to mess up with Gibbs. Gibbs have two good centers in Mike Brotson and Bobby Crawford, which is going to be a challenge to stop them. But in terms of Gibbs just have to push the pace. They have to keep playing how they were earlier. As we see the first little kid with the Gators hoodie just barely missed it, doubled in. And then the next contestant goes out off the rim. Our third contestant here. And our fourth, our last one. Just barely missed it. Oh, we're going another time through. Oh! The little kid, 250 first bucks going into his pocket tonight. It's gonna be a good night for him to eat. You know? 250 Ferg's bucks. I mean, he's gonna be eating good. Ferg's wings, Ferg's lemonade. You know, that's what we really love as our proud sponsor of our Bump That Media Talk Show. We love the Ferg's lemonade. Every show, a good Ferg's lemonade will never hurt. As he gets a picture from the hoop vibe, just amazing. And but back to the game talk, you know. Gibbs, Gladiators is really just going to have to push the pace, force Blake to make a lot of turnovers, force them to force their hand, make them pass the ball a little more, make them really earn the points right now, because they really sat back. When they sat back and let them come up the court, that's when Blake is really their best. And with Gibbs putting pressure on them with the half-court trap, the full-court traps, that's really when they get into transition and really get to doing Gibbs basketball and with the dunks, the alley-oops, open threes. Just want to see more. And probably get a little more Bobby Crawford into this game. Bobby Crawford doesn't have many points. He's being a real X-factor on the defensive side, but no points for Bobby Crawford right now. Want to see him, Bobby Crawford, and Jacob Daniels really turn up and take over in this game against Blake here. As we get some stuff connected here. No special guests coming on at the halftime mark, too. That's me. 5 minutes. excuse me. 5 minutes and 20 seconds left in the halftime. So we see the end and finality of this star-studded matchup between the 4A number 2 team in the Gibbs Gladiators and 4A number 3 Blake Hornets go at it. Doing good over there. And this is really a sold-out show here tonight. I mean, we got standing crowds all around, 10 different cameramen all trying to get in on this beautiful action.
Alrighty, now we're back and all that, so I want to make sure of that. So anyway, once again, if any of you were paying attention and listening in, we had a winner here. We had a big winner here for the Half Court Challenge. So 250 first bucks, as my co-host had just said. So anyway, 4 minutes and 30 to go here at halftime. As a score right now, 33-26, as Gibbs is leading. Kind of a little bit of a deja vu last season when these two faced off. Definitely the environment is definitely very similar to what we had. So, oh man, what a game right now. And Blake is already back out on the court right now. So, hope Coach Lewis gave him some great words of wisdom.
And I believe Coach Lewis just went in there and told him, we came back in here because we were told to. We just got to go knock down some shots. Yeah, we've seen a lot of players, you know, working on the three-pointer shooting right now. That's how they're going to be able to knock out Gibbs. You got to knock down all your shots from the three-point line.
Absolutely. So, there we go. What a great crowd, of course, here tonight. So, and something's going on. For the And right now we have security coming down for a certain reason. A little bit of rumble over in the stands. Maybe some unruly fans happening. I mean, we saw this a little bit last year. I mean, Mike and me remember some of the mothers that would get a little loud during these games, especially during some bad calls that did happen. And by the way, a quick message to Mr. Ricker, who's listening in. That Pat Donatelli wants to say hello, and that he came by tonight. So once again to Mr. Rickard, who is listening in right now. Pat Donatelli was here, and he gives his thanks and also is wishing you well during this time. So once again, Mike, if you're listening, I'll repeat it one last time. Pat Donatelli says hello. And of course, Ray Swetland came over here and just said hello a few minutes ago. So it's always good to see Ray Swetland. And right now, we are waiting for the Gibbs Gladiators to come out as they are now exiting the locker room. Very, 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 very good night and all that. So actually, now we have someone coming over right now, a special guest, to deliver a nice message and all that. Go ahead, sir. Say hello tonight to this man.
It's really nice. Doug Skull's put on a nice tournament here. We miss Mike. I don't know. He'll be back soon, I'm sure. But, this Blake team, you know, they almost tied it at the half. They got a nice little squad. Hope to see the refs don't miss any in the second half.
Absolutely. And this is Pat Donatelli, I take it, right, that we're talking to right now. Absolutely. How long have you known Mike, by the way?
I've known Mike about seven, eight years now. Yeah, he loves to talk about baseball, about my dad, you know, and how he has roots in Iowa. I used to ref in Iowa. You know, we go back to the old CBA days and stuff. And, but Mike, I didn't know Mike was a Golden Gloves boxer. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until about a year ago. So he always talks about it. He always talks about his Buckeyes too. So it's always interesting whenever Mike tells his stories of his old days, especially his wrestling days and all. So
right, yeah. In those days, I would have loved to have seen him box. You know, my dad was a big boxing, you know, fan. He went to see Marciano fight all the time. You know, but, yeah, I know. We're lucky to have. What's your call numbers?
What's our call numbers? Well, it's going to be on AM 820 eventually, but we also live stream on RadioSafePete.com for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and all. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Ferg Sports Bar.
Yeah, you guys got picked up by somebody, I think.
Yeah, well, AM 820. AM 820 is what we got picked up by, yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of good area sports, you know, with women's. A lot of women's, you know, I see a lot of good volleyball. I see a lot of good golf. You know, this whole area is just exploding, you know. So Mike's got his hands full.
Absolutely. And so to us, whenever we cover sports on Saturday and I'm able to make it down there, obviously we get a lot of the high school kids who are excelling in sports. Obviously, we're seeing a great outpour right here tonight for Gibbs and Blake and all. I got to ask, what do you think is going to happen here in the second quarter? Do you think Blake's going to come from behind, or do you think it's going to be just very, very close to the rest of the second half of this game?
You know, if number 10 for Gibbs has his way, he's got good handles. He's a D1. He's got D1 potential, you know, so Blake's going to have to control him because he's all over the floor. I don't know who he is, but he kind of controls the tempo for Gibbs. And, of course, the other kid for Blake, number 3, he has a lot of skills too, so it's going to be a nice little battle. They're going one-on-one with each other.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Mr. Donatelli, thank you for joining us. And all that. Once again, it's Pat Donatelli, right? Pat Donatelli joining us right here. As we now start into the second half of this game, and as we have right now, Mr. Joe Lewis, number 5, as he'll get the ball over to Samuels, number 11. And Samuels will put 2 points in right now as we start this game, 33-28, with 7:40 to go here in the third. As we heard just a few minutes ago, obviously, yeah, Jacob Daniels is a vital point to this game. And speaking of Daniels right now, Daniels confronted by Ward as Daniels will get it back over to Bobby Lewis, and it'll go over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts, a little pressure right now from Joe Filon. Roberts over to Bobby Lewis. Bobby Lewis trying for the two, unable to do it as Josh Lewis will recover the ball, number 5 on Blake, and he'll head down court. Lewis going for the 3 right there, not able to do it. Recovery, though, once right there. Trying to get recovery right there by number 20, Jason Johnson. Johnson, the ball land right out of bounds.
And a little bump right there. I mean, we saw that call foul earlier, but I guess we're letting them play together. We're letting them play a little bit more here in a bigger rivalry game.
Absolutely. Lewis with the ball and over to number 3, Marion Ward. Marion Ward getting a little bit of pressure there with Leo DeLancey. His final one tries to go for another 3-pointer, unable to get it as Mike Braxton, is back in the game as he gets it over to Jacob Daniels. Daniels looking for an open shot as he's going to try to go for the 3 right there. And beautiful 3-pointer by number 10, Jacob Daniels. As Joe Filon will pick the ball up and he will head back down. Marion Ward goes down for just a second, but now back up as Filon trying to find an open man as he gives it over to Marion Ward. Marion Ward thinking about going to 2 as he goes to give it to Filon. Filon trying to go for 2. Blocked right there by number 11, Bobby Crawford.
And Bobby Crawford with his 4th block right there. Just not letting anything come up in that paint right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Marion Ward going over to get the ball back in. Amazing right now tonight, the athleticism of Marion Ward that we've got a chance to see from Blake. Ward over to Lewis. Lewis going for 3 right there as Lewis misses the 3. And foul right there as Bobby Crawford gets the ball. And it looks like he got maybe hit in the face a little bit. Crawford now walking over.
Just a little, one of those slaps you get from your mom. Yeah. Like, we don't do your homework.
Yeah. Ref asking Crawford, he's good. Go to Mathis Roberts now. Roberts getting it back over to him. He's a DeLancey getting confronted right down by Marion Ward. As Roberts will get the ball back over to Jacob Daniels. Daniels over to Roberts. As Marion Ward putting a little pressure on Jacob Daniels and Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford with the ball as he makes it over to Daniels. Daniels thinking about the three there, but not going to do it as Filon puts pressure on him. Daniels over to Neil DeLancey. DeLancey was pressured by Joe Filon right now as Filon tries to block him from moving in to go for the two. And right now, trying to foul come right there.
And Filon saying, what am I supposed to do? Yeah, I mean, exactly. O'Neal DeLancey just trying
Jason
to force
Johnson
it.
Not sure what's going on. And actually, that would be against Joe Filon. That foul's against number one Joe Filon on Blake. As O'Neal DeLancey sets up to take his shots.
And O'Neal got to knock these down right here.
All right, there's one shot right there by Omar DeLancey. O'Neal DeLancey, excuse me. Going into the game right now as Joe Filon sits down. Number four, T.J. Daniels back in the game right now.
And Filon in foul trouble once again. They're trying to keep him away from that by taking him out this early, but yeah, it's a recurring factor right now.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw the similar thing right last night with Filon. 6 minutes and six to go here in the third. 38-28 as Gibbs holds the lead. Marion Ward and Josh Lewis playing check right now as the ball makes it all the way over to Jason Johnson. Johnson going for three, unable to. Oh, that three-pointer there by number 20, Jason Johnson, 31-38 right now. Bobby Lewis answering back for three, unable to do that as the ball is recovered right there by Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts over to Bobby Lewis. Bobby Lewis trying to go for the big dunk there, unable to do it, but he'll take the two right there. 2 points, Bobby Lewis. And right now, Lewis, number five on Blake, over to Marion Ward, number three. Playing a little game of catch right now as they move down into Gibbs territory. Marion Ward over to T.J. Daniels. Daniels going for two, unable to do it. No recovery there as Mathis Roberts are headed over to O'Neal DeLancey. DeLancey going for two. He's able to get the two right there. Foul right there.
And O'Neal DeLancey, just a nice Euro step into the lane on the fast break. Break points is really where Gibbs is just amazing at. And O'Neal DeLancey finishing off right there for the hand one.
Absolutely fouled there to number 11, Shamar Council on Blake. As O'Neal DeLancey steps up to do his shots, he'll make the first shot right there. And right now, I know T.J. Daniels got over to Fred, over to Joshua Lewis. Daniels over to Jason Johnson. Johnson right in front right there is Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels will try to slow him down. Unable to recover as Broxson was trying to get the ball. Right now, ball right there, and we could be. Oh, he was not happy about that as ball lands out of bounds. Coach Murphy showing his disapproval of that call as we have a 30-second timeout right here to going to Gibbs.
And one of my keys in the halftime talk was for Gibbs to get back in that trap defense, you know, forcing them to pass the ball down the field. Don't just let them come up and set the offense. Really force their hand a little faster than what they were doing and slow down Blake. And Blake is really, you know, they don't have a response to that half-court trap defense. Gibbs is just running it perfectly right now.
Absolutely. 43-31 as we have 4 minutes and 52 to go here in the third as Gibbs is leading. I mean, Gibbs is definitely, it looks like right now they're playing the long game with them. I mean, I knew the score would be close, but I expected more, to be 100% honest. I mean, right now the tension's definitely down on the court, but it's kind of interesting. Obviously, Gibbs has been starting really late in some of these games, but now we're seeing a completely different Gibbs. They definitely came to play tonight for sure.
And that was definitely one of their talks before the game. You know, we cannot start off how we did against Windermere because Blake is a very good team in a rival. You can't just do that.
Windermere and the Villages and all. So Jacob Daniels right now over to Neil DeLancey. DeLancey trying to go for the move is being blocked right now by Johnson. Johnson on Blake as Neil DeLancey is trying to recover right now over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts with pressure from Shamar Council as it goes over to Daniels. Daniels with pressure from Marion Ward right there as he's trying to look for an open end. And you have Mike Braxton Jr. waiting right there. Braxton with a lot of pressure right there from Johnson as Daniels is trying to move and hold the ball at the same time. Pressure there. Braxton has the ball. 2 points right there from Mike Braxton Jr. Braxton is stepping up here right now in the second half of this game as Josh Lewis puts the ball back over to T.J. Daniels. Daniels confronted by the other Daniels. As right now he's trying to make his way around. Over to Marion Ward. Marion Ward, here we go for a three-pointer. Unable to do it. as Bobby Lewis will receive the ball there and then back over to Jacob Daniels. Daniels moving down court right now, trying to make sure things are set up as Mike Broxton waiting underneath the hoop. Daniels over to Broxton as it goes back to Daniels as Daniel tries for two. Unable to do it. No foul called right there as the ball nearly hits Mr. Joe Geiger, taking on media shots right over there. As those will definitely be posted later on either Instagram or the Facebook page for the Tampa Safety Sports Connection or Bump That Media.
And you see, and Jacob Daniels not really getting into the lane. Getting blocked a lot today.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, big slam dunk right there by Mike Broxton Jr. 2 points right there, 47-31. Gibbs leads with 3 minutes and 28 to go here in the start of the second half of this game. Marion Moore, number three, going for a three-pointer right there, unable to get it. Ball recovered right there by Jacob Daniels as he gets the lead out right there and unable to control the ball as T.J. Daniels is fighting the ball away from him. Ball lands out of bounds. Joe Filon stepping back into the game as well as...
And you're hearing T.J. Daniels on Blake saying, stop taking the shots, you know. Not all of them are falling right now, so you get to the rim. But it's kind of hard to get to the rim when this
Oh, absolutely,
team.
Especially against this team and all that. Jordan Mickens also in the game for Blake. As O'Neal Delancey steadying the way, goes right over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts with a little pressure as Bobby Daniels is waiting for him, but it'll go right over to Broxton. Broxton stepping up tonight as Lewis will get the ball. It'll go right in. 2 points for Bobby Crawford. Jordan Mickens with the ball pass to Joshua Lewis. As the ball hands right over to T.J. Daniels. T.J. Daniels versus Bobby Crawford as Daniels tries to go for two. Unable to do it, but a recovery right there as number five, Joshua Lewis, will make sure the ball goes through the hoop. 2 points right there for him. 49-33 to go with 2 minutes and 49-33 with 2 minutes and 42 to go in this game as Gibbs still holds the lead. Jacob Daniels over right now to Bobby Crawford. As Bobby Crawford getting pressure as he makes it over to Mike Broxton Jr. Broxton trying to go for two, unable to get it as the ball lands out of bounds. And right now, it'll be Blake Ball.
And kind of a poor shot selection right there by Mike Broxton. Looking for a foul right there, but you're not always going to get that call.
Absolutely, yeah. Right now, Bobby Crawford taking a seat down just to get a quick rest. As Ronald Williams steps back in for Gibbs. And North T.J. Daniels all over to Jordan Mickens. Jordan Mickens over to Jason Johnson. Jason Johnson over to Joshua Lewis. As Joshua Lewis is being confronted by Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts putting pressure on Lewis as the ball will go over to Joe Filon. Filon making his move in. And foul right there.
And taking Bobby Crawford out, Joe Filon's really got to try to attack right now. I mean, it's probably the best matchup he's going to get all night against R.J. Williams.
And that foul will go to Jacob Daniels. Daniels, of course, not happy with that call right there. Ball go to Lewis. Lewis thinking about getting the two right there. Pressure right now from Mathis Roberts. Lewis over to Johnson. Johnson moving under the hoop. He was trying to go for two, unable to do it. With Lewis getting the rebound right there. Joshua Lewis, number five, 2 points there. 29-35 with minutes 57 to go here in the third. As right now, O'Neal Delancey with the ball. Delancey getting a little pressure from Jordan Mickens. Delancey going for three right there. Excuse me, two, unable to do that as I go back to Jason Johnson. Jason Johnson over to Joshua Lewis as he moves down into Gladiator territory. Lewis going for three right there. Good setup, unable to recover it, but recovered by Gibbs' zone number 20, Mike Broxton. Broxton will hand it over to Jacob Daniels, and Jacob Daniels strolls down to the other end of the court. He is met there by number four, T.J. Daniels. And foul right there by number 20, Jason Johnson on Blake.
And you really see Gibbs, you know, giving up points when they're not, you know, in the zone defense, that half-court trap defense, but bad shot selection by Lewis right there. I mean, you're down 14. You want to get something better than that, especially early in the play clock.
Absolutely. Bobby Lewis checking ball in. It goes right over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts really showing his colors tonight as he's definitely stepping up in the place of Isaiah Medina. Mark Williams over to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels over to Mathis Roberts. Over to Williams. Williams getting preferred right there by Joe Filon. Over to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey also becoming a thorn in the side to Joe Filon as the ball heads back to Bobby Crawford. Bobby Crawford over to Jacob Daniels as they're trying to set up the next play. 58 seconds to go here in the third as Jacob Daniels goes for two. 2 points right there for Jacob Daniels.
Just a beautiful move into the lane right there by Jacob Daniels.
Absolutely.
Saucy, as they call him, Sauce.
Sauces. And right there are 2 points right there by number four, T.J. Daniels answers back. Right now, Daniels versus Daniels as TJ Daniels and Jacob Daniels face off as the ball goes to Mathis Roberts, who almost didn't see the ball coming right to him as he's Mathis Roberts faces off right now against Joshua Lewis. Number 14, Williams. Oh, foul right there. Number 14, R.J. Williams will get that.
And R.J. Williams with a size advantage. I mean, well, undersized against Joe Fallon. You know, it's going to be hard for him to get around him right there. Not really much he could have done right there.
Absolutely. Right now, Williams is sitting down to take a break as Broxton is back in the game. With 12, Mickens with the ball, trying to make the way over to T.J. Daniels. T.J. Daniels, bad pass over there as Daniels goes out of bounds.
And just costly mistake right there.
Oh, yeah,
Blake.
Big time. I mean, that goes back to AAU basketball 101, 51-37. Right now, Gibbs leading with 21 seconds to go here in the third. Big mistake right there. Big costly mistake right there as Mathis Roberts will take the ball. As that'll go over to Jacob Daniels, number 10, Daniels. Having a little trouble right there against number 4, TJ Daniels. Daniels trying to find an open guy down court. As the clock winds down, 10 seconds to go. Daniels making one last move. As he's looking for Mike Broxton Jr. Oh, Broxton thought he had it. As a Hail Mary shot goes to the other end of the court, and that's the end of the third right now. Score 51-37 as Gibbs has the lead. All right, the final 8 minutes.
The final eight. The big eight, the final eight.
So the final four is the final eight, right? And Mike, of course, and Pat Donatelli, of course, wishes you well right now. Just thought we'd send that one last little message to you. So right now, before we go into the final 8 minutes, of course, we'd like to thank Coca-Cola, Body Armor, U.S. Marines, Eckerd College, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Safe Eat, located on Central Avenue, serving our Ferg's famous wings. We also want to thank Sea Dog Servant Brewery, serving breakfast daily, RadioSafeEat.com, Florida Sports Streams, and the Big 8 AM 820, Florida Sports Talk, Sports Talk Florida. And, of course, catch us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Tampa Safe Beat Sports Connection Show as host Mike Rickard and Ben Botham break down all sports and everything in Tampa Bay. And, of course, that's all from the peewees to the preps to the pros as much, much more is talked about on there. Catch the Tampa Safe Beat Sports Connection every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with host Ben Botham and Mike Rickard. Also, check out Up That Media on every Friday from 12 to 2. As hosts Joey Geiger and Michael Morris break down sports as well, mostly high school sports in the Tampa Bay area, but so much more. Once again, Buff That Media every Friday, 12 to 2 at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in St. Pete. Back into the game to go. 8 minutes to go here in the math. As starting out, Blake's Marion Moore, number 3. Hands the ball over to number 12, Jordan Mickens. Mickens will go for two right there, unable to get it. Ball recovered right there by number 3, Broxton Jr. on Gibbs. And not a jump ball right there. And Mike sends a great message right here. That Pat Donatelli is one of the finest basketball officials in Florida. Great always to have. Great support there for good friends and all. Back to the game. Neil DeLancey with the ball. Getting a little pressure there from Mickens, number 12. DeLancey over to Broxton Jr., number 23. Broxton nearly lost the ball right there. Oh, back to O'Neal DeLancey to recover. DeLancey going to the rim and not able to get it. Costly mistakes tonight. Foul right there.
And Blake's really upset about these foul calls, but it's just a physical matchup down there in
absolutely
the paint.
Absolutely. Well, who's that against? I saw him change. That must have been against, must have been against Jordan Mickens.
Yeah, and Mike Broxton, you know, very physical down there. He's going to have to keep snagging them boards. You know, yeah. A sizable lead right now in 15. Oh, yeah. You want to keep that because if Blake can, like, push back,
yeah,
it's going to be tough. You know, back's on the wall. You're trying to get a stop. And Blake's going to have momentum later in the game. So you really want to keep this lead right now.
Absolutely. Broxton Jr. setting up to take his second shot and made the first one. Unable to get the second one as Joe Filer, number one on Blake, will get the ball. He'll head it down to Mickens. Mickens, number 12, as he's confronted right there. Ball hands over to number three, Marion Ward. Marion Ward trying to find an open spot to try to get it in. As recovered right there, stripped away by number 11, Bobby Crawford, as he'll get it over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts, 2 points right there. 7 minutes to go here in this game, 54-37. As a chance right there to for another ESPN moment by Blake, as Joe Filer trying to get past Bobby Crawford over to Marion Ward. Marion Ward trying to recover to try to get those two in. He'll get the two in right there. 2 points, Marion Ward. 54-39. 6 minutes and 45 to go here in this game. As right now, O'Neal DeLancey. DeLancey really showing his numbers here tonight as Mathis Roberts will get the ball. Jacob Daniels. And there'll be a foul right there by number four, T.J. Daniels on Blake.
And Marion Ward just going to have to find something to get going because he was really the spark plug that got the second quarter going. Right now, Marion Ward's going to have to knock down some big threes if he wants to see his team come back down 15.
Yeah, number 20, Jason Johnson, and number 4, T.J. Daniels back into the game for Blake. Definitely a different game than what I expected here tonight. Definitely different. Expected O'Neal DeLancey with the ball heading back over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts over to Jacob Daniels with pressure right there by number two, Rasheef Sinkfield. Daniels going for three. He's able to sink the three right there with no ease. No ease right there. Number one, Joe Filer moving down court right there, confronted by Bobby Crawford as the ball go to number three, Marion Ward. Marion Ward unable to get the three as it recovered by Crawford. Back to Jacob Daniels, number 10. Jacob Daniels versus Joe Filer right there as the ball eventually go to Mathis Roberts, number four. Roberts looking a little tired right now as he's been a key player tonight as he's met right there by number five, Josh Lewis. Lewis almost looks like he was sitting there as Roberts hits the ball over to number 10, Jacob Daniels. Daniels been being faced off by number three, Marion Ward on Blake. Daniels going for another three here. He's able to get the three. Ooh, big three-pointer right there by Jacob Daniels.
And Jacob Daniels just showing a lot of confidence with three right now. I mean, you can just tell off the release that he knew what was going in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just that confidence, that ease, everything. Sauce Daniels. Ball back into play by number two, Rasheef Sinkfield. Sinkfield over to Joe Filer. Joe Filer going to answer back for a three right there. 3 points, Joe Filer. 57-42 with 5 minutes and 34 to go here in this game.
And Gibbs just really need to slow it down right here. Build some clock. You know, now you're up 15. You can really control the rest of the game right now.
Yeah. Number four, Mathis Roberts over to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels pushing Joe Filer out of the way.
And that's four on Filer.
Yep, that's four right there. Filer hitting the same issue that he had last night. Definitely hitting the same issue that he had last night and all. And I'm surprised right now Coach Lewis hasn't pulled him yet. Pass over to number 23 in Broxton Jr. Ball lands out of bounds. That'll be Blake Ball right there.
And Mike Broxton just not being cautious of what he's doing in the paint right now. That's the second time he's been down there. He's got blocked. You just got to be more aware of your surroundings in the paint.
Sinkfield will make it over to number 20. Jason Johnson back to Rasheef Sinkfield, number two on Blake. Sinkfield over to Joe Filer. Careful right now with Joe Filer as he's things could happen now in the last few minutes of this game. 57-42 right now with 5 minutes to go as Gibbs holds the lead. Marion Ward with the ball getting a little bit of pressure right there. Nearly lost the ball. Recovered, though, right there. Bobby Crawford with the ball, number 11, as he gets a big dunk right there. 2 points to number 11, Bobby Crawford. As Rasheef Sinkfield wants to answer back, heading down court. Sinkfield. Foul right there to number 10, Jacob Daniels on Gibbs. And timeout is called right there. 4 minutes and 40 to go. 59-42 as Gibbs has the lead.
And what I'm really liking from Gibbs right now, they're up 17 with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
And they're playing like this game is a tie game right now. It's a back and forth game. And that's just really showing the competitiveness and knowing you got to, when you win, when you're up, you got to keep dominating.
Exactly.
You cannot finish. You can't be satisfied with what's on your plate right there.
Absolutely. Coach Murphy right now looking a little flustered actually with his guys. Looking a little flustered with them. Surprisingly, Coach Lewis down over on the Blake side is very calm. And right now, free swag is being thrown into the audience right now as Hoop Vibe and Vibe and the Sun Bash are giving out free prizes. As we said, everything in life is free. It's great. as things are winding down. 4 minutes to 40 go here in this game. 59-42 as Gibbs holds that lead. Already seeing a little bit of exhaustion in both teams right now. Right now, pretty much all the starters from the beginning of the game were out there. Things start up again. And now to Rasheef Singfield as he'll get it back to Joe Filon. Filon having to keep things under control. Watching now, they've already four fouls on him as he goes over to Joshua Lewis. Joshua Lewis, number five. Lewis being a little confrontational right now by Jacob Daniels, number 10, as it goes back to Joe Filon. Filon thinking about the three as he's confronted by number 11, Bobby Lewis on Gibbs. Filon trying to get it over to number 20, Jason Johnson, but Johnson tapped the ball. The ball go out of bounds.
And Blake's just really just trying to force too much right now. You just love to see how Gibbs is using their they're not very big. Not everybody's very big, but they're switching on everything.
Absolutely.
And they're really locking it down on the perimeter.
Absolutely. Number 4, Memphis Roberts, over to the number 11, Bobby Crawford. Crawford over to Jacob Daniels. Jacob Daniels with the pressure right there by number 3, Marion Ward on Blake. Marion Ward trying to take the ball out of his hands. Tried right there. Foul right there on number 3, Marion Ward. Ward able to hold himself really well together in this game. As right now, TJ Daniels, number 4, and Jordan Dickens return to the court. 4 minutes to go here in this game, 59-42, as Gibbs holds a lead, a shocking lead right now. Definitely a different Blake team that we've seen. Blake has come from behind, of course, but, you know, this is a different situation right here as O'Neal DeLancey going in, trying to go just least for two, unable to get it as Blake recovers the ball. Number 5, Lewis moving down court. And he will go for that, unable to get it, but a big, big dunk there. 2 points for Josh Lewis.
And Joshua Lewis has been doing a lot of cleanup duty on the rebounds. He's just been getting in the paint, being a factor down there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right now, Bobby Lewis with the ball, heading down as Broxton has the ball. Broxton, I'm really surprised there. He didn't get a travel call right there. And right now, O'Neal DeLancey with that. Going right to Mathis Roberts. Mathis going for the three, unable to get it as Josh Lewis, number 5, heading back down court and confrontational by Bobby Lewis, number 11 on Gibbs. And that'll be a foul on Bobby Lewis, number 11 on Gibbs.
Right now, Blake's really got to turn it around. 3 minutes to go. I think we got to just no Marion Ward on the court right now. So you really just got to find who's going to hit that clutch three-pointer for them right now. They'll really turn it around.
Yeah, with 3 minutes to go here in this game, and Gibbs leading 59-44. How do you hold things together during that time for Blake to try to make that comeback?
And Joe Filon just going crazy right now. I mean, just aggressive takes right now, looking for a foul call in anger, but just not getting them.
And yeah, that'll be another foul for number 11, Bobby Crawford. Crawford not happy with that. And Mike Broxton Jr. standing right over there and just, he's had his moments tonight. I'll say that. He's come around in a few different moments and all. He's been very instrumental.
Yeah, Mike Broxton's really just, really, really here to get those defensive rebounds to really let Bobby Crawford roam the floor to go get the blocks.
Yeah, Joe Filon taking his first shot right there as he steps on the foul line. What he's done every day in practice with the rest of his teammates over at Blake. Filon up, and there's the second shot right there. Jason Johnson right there trying to slow down Mathis Roberts as the ball. Mathis Roberts will get the ball into Crawford. Crawford will move the ball back to Roberts as he makes his way down court. Roberts moving the speed there as he'll go for two. It's in. Number two, 2 points for number 4, Mathis Roberts. Roberts definitely showing his signs here tonight as a great starter on the team. Number 5, Josh Lewis over to Jason Johnson. Number 20, as Johnson tries to go for the three, unable to do it. Roberts with the ball again as he moves down court. Going for it. Oh, he wanted to get that dunk right there. Got the air on it, but not able to do it. As number 4, TJ Daniels tries to go for three, unable to do it. As Jacob Daniels recovers the ball. Dell back down to Bobby Lewis. Bobby Lewis thinking about it. Broxton Jr. with it. I think we're trying to see a few NBA moments right here on the at Northside Christian.
Yeah, Gibbs just getting a little happy right here at the end of the game, 2:16 to go. Just going for a lot of highlight reels.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you had the confidence to do it, you know. They're used to doing this stuff.
And this, of course, is going to go on Instagram later if you're actually able to get that. I think Bobby Lewis has had one of those big moments tonight as Mike Broxton sets up to take his foul shots. 2:16 to go in the game. 61 to 61-46 as Gibbs holds a commanding lead right now. Number three, Marion Ward back in the game for Blake.
Yeah. Just really a bad first take from Mike Broxton. But, yeah. You know, just got to aim for the backboard now. Yeah. Broxton, don't miss too short.
Broxton wasn't really upset that he missed that shot, so... And right now, Joe Filon, could call recovery for Blake as he'll get it over to Josh Lewis. Josh Lewis, as Jacob Daniels is trying to confuse him a little bit as the ball gets over to number 12, Mickens, back in the game now as Bobby Lewis is able to get the ball. Lewis and Marion Ward are a little bit of a competition there as Ward has the ball. Ward will try to go for two right there. 2 points right there for number three, Marion Ward. Minute 57 to go here in the game. 61-48 as Gibbs holds a commanding lead. As
13-point lead right here. But Bobby Crawford and Mike Braxton both have four fouls, so they got to be very careful on how they play this right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Coach Murphy right now is, you know, getting a little vocal down there. We know that Murphy is real happy with his guys right now, but also he just doesn't want to see him get a little too cocky, especially at this point now. Bobby Crawford over to Mathis Roberts. Mathis Roberts, a little pressure from Jason Johnson and Marion Ward. And a foul right there. And then it'll be a foul right there against number 20, Jason Johnson. And right now, Mathis Roberts setting up at the foul line to take his shots.
And right now, 13-point lead. You just want to sink every free throw right here. Make it even harder for Blake to come back in this thing and really, really take the breath out of it. Yeah. Right now,
Broxton and Amir Delancey are switching spots right there as Broxton's waiting down at the other end of the court. Some fans are getting ready to leave right now, but as they say, the show's not over yet. Want to beat traffic, I guess. I don't know. And last shot missed there as Josh Lewis gets it all the way down to Mickens. As Mickens will get it back over to Filon. Filon at least getting his one moment there of a big slam dunk. 2 points right there for Joe Filon. 61-50 with a minute 25 to go here in this game. Yeah, Phil Neal Delancey moving down court. And foul right there. And that'll be a foul right there by number 12, Jordan Mickens.
And they're lucky they didn't call it earlier on Jason Johnson, which would have been his fifth right there. But just really trying to slow Gibbs down. I would try to trap, but not really foul right here. Yeah. This is not the time to foul.
No, exactly. As O'Neal Delancey will get his first shot right there. And you really got to wonder right now if Coach Murphy would want to put his reserves in for just a minute.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that right now. You don't want to settle. You want to give it everything you got. You know, let your starters ride it out.
Absolutely. Joe Filon right there looking for a second big highlight moment to go on a reel. Filon will get a three right there. A beautiful three-pointer right there from Joe Filon. And right now, Jacob Daniels fighting away from Jason Johnson as the ball goes over to Bobby Crawford, number 11. Mathis Roberts to Crawford. Crawford trying to go for two there. Mathis Roberts back over to Emil Delancey. Delancey getting in trouble right now by number 12, Jordan Bickens.
Yeah, and Gills is just doing too much right there. You want to hold the ball away. I mean, less than a minute to go, up 10. You want to hold as much clock as you can, not try to put up any points, because they can really just go down and knock down another three, how Joe Filon just did right there.
Absolutely. And right, O'Neal Delancey taking his foul shots in right there. One right there. Gibbs is winding things down right now. Crowd definitely was a standing room only crowd. Now it's kind of dispersed a little bit. O'Neal Delancey not able to make the second shot as Joshua Lewis will have it as it goes over to Marion Ward, number three. Marion Ward all the way down to Jason Johnson. Johnson going for three. He's able to sink the three right there. 45 seconds to go, 64-56 as Gibbs has the lead. Number 11, Bobby Lewis, over to O'Neal Delancey. Delancey over to Broxton as Broxton will tap it out of bounds as Blake will get the ball back. Number 12, Jordan Mickens, waiting for the ball to get check back in with Josh Lewis.
Up eight, you really shouldn't be trying to get too greedy.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Again.
Yeah, Jordan Mickens with the ball now as he moves down court over to Marion Ward. Marion Ward going for three, unable to do it. Rebound right there, though, by Joe Filon. Filon within the last few minutes has done some great moments. Jacob Daniels right now with the ball. And a foul right there. And a foul right there at number 12. Jordan Mickens right there with a foul. Number 12 right there.
And right now, I mean, Gibbs could really be up 10 right now still.
Actually, they could,
just being too greedy.
Shamar Council now in the game for for Blake as Jacob Daniels get his first shot in now, 65-52. 25 seconds to go here in this game as Gibbs, of course, has the lead. And he'll sink the second shot right there like it was nothing. Josh Lewis, number five, over to Joe Filon. Josh Filon meeting up with right there, number 10, Jacob Daniels. Filon going for at least two right there. Unable to get it, even on the rebound, but Lewis will actually get the rebound there. 2 points for number five, Josh Lewis. Josh Lewis and Joe Filon giving pressure right there to O'Neal Delancey.
And with this up six right now, I mean, they should finish it off good right here. But, yeah, you know, Gibbs is going to have a nice talking to about how they played the last 2 minutes right here. The
definitely.
Last 2 minutes could have been played way, had a handle way better, especially by a state champion team.
Absolutely. And full timeout right now for Gibbs as we have 9 seconds left on the clock, 66-60. As right now, we're kind of seeing the inevitable. But, again, 9 seconds, anything could happen. So. Well, this has definitely been an event, I'll say that much. Definitely been an event for sure. Definitely a strong, confident Gibbs team. All smiles right now. Murphy smiling down there, of course. And right now, seeing a very strong, aggressive Blake team that came in tonight. Obviously, we've seen Blake come from behind a few times in this tournament. But now they seem to be holding their own, being a little more confident. Obviously, the outcome is not what they expect, but at least the point spread is a little bit better than, you know, trailing by 15.
Yeah, and a 6 point, I mean, the score really doesn't show how badly, you know, Gibbs was really just pushing the pace and running the floor on Blake.
Yeah.
They really just had control most of this game.
Yeah.
And Blake always just playing from behind is not the way to do it, especially against a team of this caliber.
Exactly.
I mean, Gibbs found that out yesterday, and they was able to battle through it, but Gibbs being the team up, you know, it's going to be hard to come back on them.
Absolutely. 9 seconds to go, 66-60 right now. As the clock counts down, Jacob Daniels facing off against Marion Ward right there. Foul right there by number three, Marion Ward. As now the clock winds down, only 0.8 seconds went down from there. As Jacob Daniels sets up to do his shots. And the crowd is dispersing right now. What a weekend it has been. What a weekend it has been. Jacob Daniels will sink the first shot right now, 67-60. Daniels and all of them on the corridor, Mathis Roberts and O'Neal Delancey just kind of chatting it up right now as the clock winds down. As Joe Filon with the ball, one last chance to get that big three-point in, or he's going to go for two right here. Not able to get it as 2 seconds remain on the clock. And foul right there by Bobby Crawford, it appears. No, not by Crawford. And number two, Perkins back in the game right now. Brandon Perkins back in the game for Gibbs. Perkins was showing a little bit of a speed and agility early on here in this game.
Yeah, he was. And just a sophomore trying to get some experience, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a whole bunch of seniors on the team. You want to fill in. You want to get some guys in there.
Absolutely.
That can, you know, I'm going to have to step up next year, and Brandon Perkins is one of them.
No, definitely seeing right now with this game tonight, we had obviously Jacob Daniels is a standout on Gibbs, but I'd say that Marion Ward has been definitely a game changer for Gibbs and for Blake in this game. Definitely been the game changer. A couple of key three pointers, and as the clock winds down, that is the final score, 68-62, as Gibbs has claimed the rematch against Blake. Obviously, last year was a heated game. This one wasn't too bad, although security was called at one point. It seems like everything got solved out within a matter of minutes.
Yeah, everything was all fine. I mean, Gibbs just really dominated throughout the whole game. Their trap defense is what really makes them special, in my opinion. They just played a really good game tonight, and Gibbs just took over.
Absolutely.
And Josh Lewis.
Joshua Lewis.
And Mr. Sauce, Jacob Daniels, player of the game for Gibbs.
It's Jacob Sauce Daniels, as he will wind down the end of the night with the film crew, of course, getting ready to film and stamp the wall over there. As already we're seeing positives for Blake, for Gibbs, as they could be making another state run this year. Coach Murphy and in good spirits. Very calm and all that. Josh Lewis, of course, Coach Lewis over there, as they are celebrating over in the end. Yeah, it's funny. I think Windermere, I guess if you watch this on X earlier today, they had a very interesting way that they stamped the wall. It was actually
a run play.
Run play, exactly, yeah. Definitely unique. So once again, final score 68-62 as Gibbs will reclaim that rivalry title that they always have here at the Sun Bash. So what a weekend. It is now 10:15. We made it through this. We stood up, and also our esteemed Bump That Media host is back up here right now getting plenty of shots. Joe, I really hope that you have some stuff to put on X and Instagram and all that. Is that true and all that?
Yeah, just finished up, got some good stuff. Almost caught that body at the end, number 5 on Gibbs.
Yeah.
Right in front of us. That would have been probably the video of the tournament. Couldn't quite cash it in, but we got some good ones for the weekend here.
Well, that's good. It's going to be going up there and all that. And, you know, yeah, it looked like at one point you guys almost got hit with the ball and everything. So
it's a danger zone down there, especially with this many people here. So
well, come on, man. It's just like Kenny Loggins always says, the highway to the danger zone.
Did you see me make some plays?
I caught the
ball off the wall there.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. See, now, if Mr. Morris had actually gotten it on camera, that could have gone up as a nice little blooper reel.
Oh, yeah, it would have been amazing.
Come on, I mean, that's
one-handed camera in one hand.
Come on, that's talent. I mean, if you're able to actually go down at Ray J, you try to fill down on the field during a Bucks game and all that. That's, I mean, all right, I'll tell you a real funny story before we go off. So when I was covering high school sports over at 10 News, you know, I was like, you know what, I want to get that tunnel shot of them running out and all. And I had a nice camera that 10 News had given me. So I thought, you know what, I'll get like right about here. Well, at one point, this was playing high school, and plant ran out, and I wasn't paying attention. And all of a sudden, I got clobbered and run over by some of the plant players. Luckily, one of them was nice enough to come over and pick me up. But according to one guy I worked with, somebody claimed that it was on camera. And, of course, I've never seen that footage. And it's buried somewhere. Thank God for that. So anyway, yeah, that was my fun story about nearly getting clobbered by.
Sounds awesome.
Exactly, yeah. It's a memorable story and all that. Something that we'll never think of. So, I don't know, guys. I think it's time to close out the night, I take it, right?
Yeah, what a great tournament. I mean, amazing event.
Yeah, what are we seeing down here right now?
Big Game Bobby getting the post-game interview to Coach Murphy.
Look at that. Big Game Bobby, always, of course, primetime preps here, covering the best of sports in the Tampa Bay area. Big Game Bobby, of course, primetime preps. Possibly looking forward to seeing Varsity Voices returning back this year in 2025. It'd be good to have him back here covering sports and me and him getting into a few debates, obviously. It's hard to kind of debate that guy, though. I mean, he's been doing it for over 25 years. So.
Certified ball now, right there.
Exactly.
Big
but
Game Bobby.
Preps. Primetime preps, of course. So. All right, guys, let's close it out. Want to thank, once again, our sponsors, Coca-Cola Body Armor, U.S. Marines, Eckerd College, Ford Sports Bar and Grill, Sea Dog Serving Breakfast Daily, RadioCP.com, Florida Sports Dreams, and the Big 8 AM 820 Sports Talk Florida. From all of us here at the Sun Bash, once again, we want to thank Jake Perper and his crew for having us live streaming these games here. It's been great, and as now to turn out the lights, I want to thank, of course, Mikal Morris, Joey Geiger, myself, Brad Richardson, and, of course, the man listening in, our producer, Mike Rickard, making sure everything was said. To all of us here listening here tonight on this stream, we wish you a happy weekend. God bless, and have a championship Tampa Bay weekend. I changed the name, Mike. Sorry. Have a championship week. Bye-bye.